Hey, this is Pete Cironis with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting, and we are going to continue a conversation from our last episode on something to think about. And before we go there, Samara, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I am excited. I'm good. I'm feeling good. It's summertime, and we have a new fiscal year coming up here soon, but enjoying the really nice weather. And anyway, it's always good to see you and chat with you. And to set the stage, last time we chatted, we talked about a really short, sweet, concise, coherent, I would also say very interesting and cool article titled Leading Through Uncertainty, Five Tips for Taking Intentional Action. And you and I decided instead of talking for 30 minutes on all the great stuff in the article, we would break it down. So I'm going to put you on the spot of the five tips. Which one do you want to focus on today?
Well, there are a lot of good ones. You know, let's start with balance operations with strategy. I mean, I think the point of this tip, balancing operations with strategy, is how do you do both? I view this as operations as more of a day-to-day. The strategy is more of the long game. You need the day-to-day to, let's just call it what it is, survive. But you need the strategy to survive, to grow, to thrive, and do all that good stuff down the road as well. So in my mind, it's how do you make time for both? So there are a few things that did stick out to me. First of all, I think it's interesting. Well, one thought I had was it's okay to change things up along the way. I think some of us get stuck in patterns of this is how it's always been, so this is what we keep doing, kind of thing. I can speak pretty confidently that we don't do that. And I say I can speak pretty confidently because we just had a discussion about another book actually a couple weeks ago about pivoting. And we were calling out all these different times that we've pivoted just within the past year, 2 years, 3 years, because I do pride myself on being very big on taking a look constantly at the long game and where does the day-to-day fit into the long game. I mean, that's just the way that I operate. I've got a background, I guess, more so tilted towards the operations, but the part that I many days think is more fun is thinking of the strategy. Is what we're doing working? Is this who we want to be? Where do we want to go from here? Who do we want to be in 5 to 10 years from now? What kind of company do we want to be tomorrow or in 10 years from now? And then trying to figure out the operational steps to get there. So Pete, there was a lot of thoughts from me. What about you?
I mean, we think of this as an organization. I was thinking of this as in an organizational setting. This specific tip does talk about trusting oneself and how do you envision yourself as a leader, right? And that doesn't mean because you're president, you're the leader of your organization. Yes, on paper, but they're leaders in their own right, right? Some are grooming. And I think that's something that I took away is trust in oneself. You hear me as a friend and colleague always talk about, I wake up every day and I try to eat, sleep, and drink. I do eat, sleep, and drink my clients, but I also want to have purpose, whether I'm going to an event, whether I'm writing a blog, whether I'm going in a meeting, because everything I'm doing, I'm hoping to build on. So for me, there's a tactical side to my strategies every day when it comes to, in my case, helping clients. You know, that being said, let me come back to you, because if we can just migrate this into our DNA as technologists, there's a lot of that change and adaptation that happens when something like AI or the cloud or cyber or something good, bad, or indifferent happens. We have to go from that. This might have been our strategy. This now is becoming our purpose. Does that have an impact on you? I know the answer is yes, but how do you embrace that? Is that something you've built into your culture?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at On Point, we pride ourselves in just, I always say, always be learning. It's keeping up with the trends. It's having those conversations. It's talking with your customers and knowing where they want to go next, what they're thinking about, even if they're not uncomfortable with going to someplace next, making sure that they know their options and what's out there. And it's up to us to be the experts to help facilitate those conversations and the actions that follow. It's funny, though, you throw that out, and I was going to come back to what you were saying with trusting yourself. I've got notes on that as well. One of the notes I have, I feel like, is so, again, so basic that we learn in kindergarten and preschool. To be able to trust yourself is really, I think, just being able to do the best that you can so that you're proud of your work.
This wonderful piece also referenced that. So I'm going to quote from it. And it's a thing that I think ties culture and humanity to something that impacted us, and technology had played a big role. And it says, reflecting back around the pandemic, people remained in survival mode while others created entirely new paths, passions, and possibilities. And I know history will write books, they already are, on what we experience. And you and I have talked ad nauseum about that, that we all were forced to figure out how to communicate, how to lead, how to get to work, not in an office, but to bring that purpose and passion. And I know you personally were challenging your colleagues and staff to think out of the box. So I think that really struck with me, and it's something I just wanted to bring up and riff off of you for a minute. So I'm so eager to jump into the others, but I think it would be cool to focus on each of those in another episode. Without further ado, any parting shot?
I guess my parting shot would be, it's okay to mess up, and it's okay to redirect yourself, and it's okay to try new things, but learn from it, right? Be able to be agile, be able to go in a different direction. So yeah, just it's hard to do. Life, work is a balancing act. So here's just one more thing to balance.
Thank you for being you, Samara. And I look forward to our next episode when we start looking at the other four tips.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, great seeing you, lady.
Thanks. Have a good day.